Nancy Oliver Gray has fallen in love with Roanoke Valley and will remain here with her husband more than 12 years after relocating from South Carolina to become the school's president. Gray also thinks her successor at Hollins, Perina Lawrence, is right for the job.
In order to be competitive in a rapidly changing world, you have to be innovative and creative. And I think they're also hoping she can bring some new program ideas, new ideas in a variety of ways that will help lift Hollins up and keep her competitive.
Gray says Lawrence, who comes from Augustana College, shares a commitment to the single-sex undergraduate experience at Hollins. Gray is also proud of the school's endowment as it approaches $200 million. Hear much more during a longer listen segment at 8:47 this morning. Gene Morano, WFIR News.